Acting with an accent, stage dialect instruction by David Allen Stern, the Yiddish accent. In most of the tapes in this series, we begin instruction by looking at the resonance or the tone focus of this specific accent or dialect. This tape is going to be an exception because the Yiddish accent is so dominated by a specific lilt pattern, a use of pitch change that takes place during speech, that we are really better off in this accent starting by looking to deal with that pitch pattern. So lesson one, creating the characteristic lilt of the Yiddish accent. Yiddish in its language and in its accent imposes on English and other languages a specific pattern represented by a lilt that goes if it's a very slight lilt, and in some situations it can be much larger in scope and can go but you can hear that they are actually different sizes of the same pitch pattern. So let's examine this. It's a pattern that takes the pitch up slightly and then back down to the place on the pitch ladder where it began. All right, now. We want to look at the overall sense of how this lilt sounds and feels. So we're going to first do a little gibberish, incorporating this pattern along with me. You follow along, okay? Da-da, da-da-da, di-da-da, di-da-da, da-da-da-da. Come on, join along anytime you want to. Da-da, di-da-da-da, da-da-da, da-da, di-da-da. So you hear that lilt. I'm almost being stereotypic about it at this point, but you hear how it's imposed on the vocalization. Now, in a minute, we'll explore how sometimes this lilt alone, without any other changes in either resonance or pronunciation, can often start to give the impression of the Yiddish accent. But let's do a little more first. Da-da, da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da, da-da, da-da, do it along with me. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V. Okay, so you hear what I'm doing. I'm doing it almost all the time. But now we want to be a little bit more selective about it. I want you should focus on a little bit more specific concepts of how this lilt works in the Yiddish accent. Now, first of all, one of the things that you notice, even on fairly straightforward American pronunciation, if it has this upward and then downward intonation in it, is that it will start to give a great deal of the sense of this Yiddish sound, even though if you listen carefully, you'll hear that I'm not even altering the pronunciation of one single vowel or consonant from the standard American pronunciation. Now, I'll alter considerably from the way I've been speaking and go back to the standard American pattern for just a minute to relate the rules for the Yiddish lilt. I want you to realize that these are rules of thumb. They are not absolutely steadfast. The Yiddish lilt does not necessarily have to happen on every word or even on every phrase. The Yiddish lilt primarily takes place when the speaker wants to give additional importance or additional stress to a particular word in the phrase. Now, specifically, the upward lilt takes place on the stressed syllable of the stressed word, and then usually the pitch goes down immediately on the next syllable. Very simple rule. Pitch goes up on the stressed syllable of the stressed word, and then comes down syllable on the next one. So if we look at some phrases right now, we'll see exactly how this works. I'll say the phrase for the first time in standard American, you repeat it. Then I'll say it the second time, keeping the American pronunciation and resonance, but imposing the Yiddish lilt. Then you repeat that. Then I'll say the phrase a third time, putting in the rest of the accent's characteristics so you can hear how it integrates into the full accent. Now, if you can imitate all of the accent's traits right now, that's fine. Do it. But if you can't, don't worry, because in the next lesson I'll hit very hard on the resonance and the other pronunciation traits. Okay. Looking now at just a couple of phrases. It was magnificent. Standard American. It was magnificent. It was magnificent. I was teaching. I was teaching. I was teaching. Now, you don't always have to do this on the word teaching. I'm saying it here because I want to stress it, as if I'm contrasting it with something like, I wasn't reading, I was teaching. Another phrase, I was upset with you. I was upset with you. Going up on set with you. Now with the full accent, I was upset with you. Even on one-syllable words, you can do it. You just go down on the next syllable. Like if you're saying, I have to. I have to. I have to. Walk a straight line. And we're just going to stress it because it's a straight line as opposed to a curved line. Walk a straight line. Walk a straight line. Walk a straight line. Now, it was a shoe store. Not a hat store, but a shoe store. It was a shoe store. It was a shoe store. Now, we're going to have a slight variation now on the rule, but it's still consistent with the rule. When you have a one-syllable utterance by itself, or a multisyllabic word where the stressed syllable is the very last syllable in the phrase or utterance, in these cases, you would have to go both up and down on the same syllable, on the same vowel. For example, in the word well, in Yiddish, well. Well, if it's all by itself, or it's, if it's the end of the verb. In this situation, you don't have a next syllable on which to drop the pitch back down. So you sort of have to extend the one syllable into two to draw out the vowel. You're almost making a diptong or a double vowel out of it, or saying the vowel pronunciation, well, well, saying it twice. Of course, if you already have a double vowel, if you already have a diptong, such as the word boy, oi, and you want to use the Yiddish lilt on it by itself, you would go up on the O and down on the E. Boy, it was a boy, not a girl. So looking just at a few of these words with the Yiddish lilt, again, using all of the other things we've been repeating, we'll do it the three ways. Well, 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 wait. 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 Of course, that's a diptong, A. Now we'll look at the stress at the end of an utterance. I really can't. I really can't. I really can't. Okay, you see there again. There's no next word to come down on, so you do can't, even though it's a single vowel. We can't agree. We can't agree. We can't agree. Obviously, I'm stressing this a little bit more to emphasize it. How about the word now? I said before, wait, wait. But if you have it followed by another word in the phrase, then you don't have to go, wait. You can say, wait a minute, because that one you have a new sound to come down on. You can say, get out. You can say, get out, get out. There you have a diptong there. Out. Okay, a couple sentences. I want you to know about the people who came to this country from all over Europe. I want you to know about the people who came to this country from all over Europe. I want you to know about the people who came to this country from all over Europe. Again, I'm very arbitrarily picking the words. I want you to know about the people, or I could say, I want you to know about the people who came to this country from all over Europe. You can put it anywhere you want. I bought a brand new house with an incredible kitchen. I bought a brand new house with an incredible kitchen. I bought a brand new house with an incredible kitchen. Again, we're going a little bit too far with that. And later we'll be looking at the tendency that some people have to go too far and to create a serious stereotyping problem with this accent. But for now, this is the end of the lesson introducing the characteristic lilt of the Yiddish accent.